I'll never lose my grip.
I struggled hard to get what I got, fam.
No, I'll never lose my grip.
So I will not let it slip through my hands.
No, I won't ever lose my grip.
Excuses are something that I just cannot stand.
I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose my.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Real Raw Roper Show. If you guys follow me on Facebook, or actually I think I just only posted on Facebook, I reposted an article about Jennifer Lopez, and she said in the article that men under the age of 33 are just useless, which I found funny. And I actually had a buddy, actually two people, I had two friends of mine actually send it to me. They were a little bit triggered by it and asked me my thoughts on it, and I was like, yeah, you know what, screw it. Give everyone my thoughts on it, because that's kind of what I do. So I found it pretty funny that, one, anyone would make such a statement on a broad demographic of people. Like, under 30, that makes up a lot of people, and that obviously directly affects me, being that I'm 23. So I think it's hard for anyone to kind of make that statement towards a group of people that is that overall broad from, but I'm assuming the way it was meant to be taken is like adult men under 33 are useless, which still is a very broad number of people. So how I explain it to my friend is, I'm not positive on the exact statistics or all of the facts, but I'm positive that if you go on Google and simply type in men under the age of 30 who are successful, I'm sure that there'd be a whole lot of examples of multimillionaires. And sure, your argument can be that they are professional athletes, but that doesn't seem useless to me if you're a professional athlete representing the country. And I don't know, that's a huge platform you have to take. So that doesn't seem useless to me. But on the flip side, there's probably multimillionaire men under 30 that are just simply entrepreneurs that are out changing the world or doing something that isn't sports to make their living. And that's just to the extreme point that I'm trying to make, is there are very, very successful young men out here doing it on a daily basis. And success is also kind of described by definition. Like, your own version of success is how you're defined. So on the flip of that, people that aren't making multi-million dollars a year but are serving and protecting our country day in and day out, who are very young and well under 30, there are kids coming straight out of high school at 18 years old going over to serve and protect our country. Not saying she was saying, you know, veterans or anyone in the military aren't useful, but to my point is, I don't think that statement was well thought out enough before she kind of opened her mouth about it, because I would say there's a huge, huge number of under 30-year-old men that are in the military. I mean, under 30-year-old anyone, men and female, but the whole thing is just, you know, that's easily just two examples that show you that people that are under 33 are out here doing things that are affecting the world indefinitely, like immediately affecting the world. You know, without our military, we wouldn't be who we are as a country. And without professional athletes, there wouldn't be a lot of things. There wouldn't be a lot of as much money thrown back. There wouldn't be, obviously, entertainment for all of us to watch. I mean, there's a reason those guys make that much money, because they entertain us. It's literally a very evolutionized and way more normal version of like gladiator pits back in the day. But to an overall purpose, it's the same thing. Like, people paid to watch people kill each other back in the day, which is crazy to think about. But now it's been very toned down, obviously, very watered down version, but we still pay to watch events like that. It's entertainment. It's all it is entertainment. And that's why those guys make that much money. The third example I kind of wanted to give was just complete out of not really connecting to either one of those topics, but you know, the men and women, but in this case, it's a very man oriented podcast because she's obviously only attacking men in this statement. But, you know, the people that don't make, you know, $100,000+ a year, who aren't necessarily financially successful, I guess, but I mean, they are in a way, but not to society's definition of success. Like, there's people that aren't out here making a whole lot of money, but wake up every single day, go to work, bust their ass to provide for themselves or for their family, no matter what it is. But regardless, they do it. They're good human beings, and they're doing all they can in their power to make a better life for them, or for them and their family. And how can you look at an individual like that, no matter what the age is, let alone if they are a younger adult male, and tell them that they're useless or not relevant? Because without that person, one, that job wouldn't get done because that person's not there. You'd have to hire somebody else. But besides that point, I mean, obviously that can happen, but your family wouldn't be provided for. Just anything. Like, that person is doing everything in their power to make a better life for them or someone that they love. And to me, that is, by my definition, a successful individual. When you are doing everything you possibly can to provide something for somebody. And to me, that's very obviously useful, because I think there need to be more people that are willing to roll their sleeves up and put their head down and go to work. Which is also why I'm not surprised that she made this statement. There was somebody that had a little bit of a extreme opinion that she wouldn't know what a real man looked like if it hit her in the face. But what we have to realize is she also doesn't live a normal life. Like, she has a 1% life. She's a multi freaking gazillionaire. I mean, it's freaking Jenny on the Block. She's not like us. It's just a fact. She's been a very popular figure for a very long time. And, you know, Hollywood and all that might be a different scenario opposed to everyday life that we're used to. So we do have to keep that in mind, and I do understand that younger individuals, I'm assuming overall, men or female, but coming into Hollywood or that 1% lifestyle, are probably very immature and not useless. They're obviously making a lot of money and doing a lot of things, but probably having a conversation with them compared to a little bit older individual that's in that lifestyle is probably a big difference. But that's how it's supposed to be. And to my point is, at the very bare minimum, without any examples of very successful men under the age of 30, the very minimum, without putting that into factor, everyone, but definitely dudes, definitely men, have to go through their stupid phase, get all the dumb shit out of the way, learn from all your mistakes, and grow and move on as an individual. When you talk about someone, you know, screwing up in life and making a lot of stupid mistakes and learning, that is almost every single time associated with the age bracket of 20 to 30. Everyone grows up from 20 to 30. That being because once you're 21, there's really not that big of a limit on things you can't legally do. Obviously, at this point, you can drink. And after 18, you can smoke. And, you know, once you get a little bit older and you move out of your parents' house, you're kind of your own boss. And when you can drink and you can smoke and you can do all these other things and you don't live with mom and dad and you're kind of the only person that you can control, sometimes we as humans don't make the best decisions. And when you're young and full of, in men's case, full of testosterone and being stupid with a bunch of other guys, or going out trying to do whatever. Whether you're chasing girls or just being a moron because dudes are pounding their chest being manly. Whatever the case may be, we all make dumb mistakes. We all do dumb shit. And it's supposed to happen. Because if you don't do dumb shit, you're never going to know what dumb shit is. So, to her point, men under 33 are the reason that men that are 33 and plus are very useful, in quotes, by her definition. Because all of those men have done dumb shit when they were younger. And they've learned from it, hopefully. I mean, some people never learn, and that's what are you going to do? But you wouldn't have these mature, useful men in society who are older if they didn't go through the same useless, again, in quotes, useless times that we do. It's just kind of what happens. Everyone goes off on their own. They're all able to pretty much do anything they want, and we don't always make the best decisions. We're not perfect. We're humans. And that happens. So, again, to the very bare minimum, men under 33 are very useful for their future because they're going to learn a lot of shit that is things they probably shouldn't do or say or anything. And that's kind of where, you know, you give wisdom to yourself. Like, everyone wants to look back on their 20s and 30s and think all the dumb stuff they did. But on the flip side of that, like, every 20 and 30 year old, once you do something stupid, can look into your future and be like, wow, well, at least I know I'll never do that again. And that's where I think, you know, is that's just a couple few examples of how I just found it pretty comical that that statement was made. And I'm not taking any shots at anything. I think it was just a mindless statement she didn't really think about before she said it. But I thought it was a good topic to have a conversation about because I can kind of see both ways. I understand probably what she was trying to say, but to just say that large of an age group of men are useless is kind of just too broad. Definitely say we're immature for the most part. I mean, there are some really, really mature dudes that are like just mature out the womb. I don't know. Well aged beyond their years, but you can't kind of just make that statement. But overall, yeah, men under 33 are very, men in general are very immature. You take an old bastard on his last leg who's like 80, 90, 100 years old, guarantee if you put him in front of another dude, he's gonna make a dirty joke. We're immature. It's what we are. We're big kids, and I think everyone just has to kind of accept that. But I understand I understand the point that she was probably trying to make, and I don't necessarily even disagree with it. There obviously is a turn in everyone's life, but in every man's life, obviously for this episode, where you kind of grow up more. Oh, not overnight, but there's something that happens where it's just you either make a big change or change just kind of happens to you. And you grow up. I'm not saying you lose that immatureness 100% or anything else, but I think it kind of just happens, and it probably happens right around that turn. You know, if you take a poll, I would say a lot of people start to like really settle in their careers around, you know, mid-30s, really start having a family at mid-30s, the parenting starts sitting in. Even if you had kids younger, by the time you're 30, you know, those kids are now not just like babies anymore. They're grown individuals that can kind of think for themselves, and then you really have to buckle down on being a parent. So there's a lot of aspects of that 30 to 40 range that I understand that what she's trying to say. I don't think she said it well, but I understand. But again, to my point is everything is supposed to be like a chapter. Like 20 to 30 is a big chapter in your life where you're stupid and you do stupid things. 30 to 40 is, on average, I would assume, a pretty close scale of age where you start to settle down. You start to not be crazy or want to be crazy. I mean, shit, I'm 23, and I don't like going out to bars that much because I don't like staying out late or being hungover the next day. But when I was 18, I would stay up till 6 o'clock in the morning drinking the entire time, wake up at like 9 o'clock in the morning, just 3 hours later, and be completely fine. So like physically you change, and it happens differently for everyone. It just happens that I'm an old man and I don't like doing things because I like sleeping more. But that's just kind of what happens naturally, whether it's a change you make or something that just physically happens to you. It's, you're not supposed to be the same man you were when you were 20, when you're 30. You're not. You're supposed to learn. That's 10 years of learning under your belt. You're not supposed to be the same man you were when you were 30, when you're 40. It's a constant progression of life. And I think that's what she was trying to say. I just think she said it in a kind of stupid way. But it also made noise and it kind of got it out there. And I'm sure, you know, if you did a full interview with her, she wouldn't say that men are just useless and have no purpose or whatever. But I think that was the point she's trying to make. You're in a very grown up, ready to settle down society. Like under 33 year old men are useless. And I guess what she was, I don't know what she was trying to say. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but in my mind, that's what she was saying, is that age bracket of 20 to 30 is useless compared to 30 to 40, which in a few ways, yeah, we probably are. We're not, you know, we haven't gone through enough to understand life fully. We haven't learned through mistakes enough yet. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to learn and grow in order to be that person, but everyone can be that person. And it's different for everyone. Obviously, everyone needs someone else. But to the point is, I don't think that statement was malicious. I don't think that was the way she tried to intend it. But it's how it came off. And I know a lot of people are pissed about it. But if you kind of just sit back and try to understand that Jenny from the block has never done us wrong, and she's not trying to do us wrong, and kind of just think the way I did, and it's... I get it, but it's wrong. It's not a correct way to make that statement overall. And I think it's just, I don't know, I think I said it best, where life is just a bunch of chapters, and everyone's chapters are different length and everything else. But as that age bracket is on average, 20 to 30 is when you screw up, and then you learn from it, and then you move on, and then eventually you teach your kids to try not to screw up, but they do anyway, because that's just human nature, and it just is a cycle that keeps happening. So don't talk down or hate on us under 33-year-olds. We're trying, we're learning, we're screwing up, going 100 miles an hour, trying to figure this crazy thing out called life, and that's all you can do. And I don't think it's a good or bad thing. I just think it's a very natural thing that needs to happen. So hopefully no one read that article and was like, yeah, screw those guys, because we're trying, man. We're not perfect, but we're out here trying. And I know all the women in that exact age group are out here trying as well. And it's just something that naturally happens, I think. You just need to go through it, and everyone goes through it at a different time. But just keep pushing. Just keep pushing through it. Keep screwing up, going 100 miles an hour, doing what you think is right, and learn from the mistakes that you did make. That's the biggest thing, is, you know, don't make the same mistake over and over and over again. At least make an attempt to make a change and learn from it. And it's not always easy, and it's not always right in front of your face, but I think that's kind of why we have that couple year span of a gap where, you know, you have some time. You have some time to screw up and sit back and really learn from it. So don't be afraid to screw up. Be afraid to not learn from screwing up. So you screw up, take it with a grain of salt, and learn from it. That's all. That's the biggest thing I have to push from this episode. Obviously, it was based around an article that I read, but overall, it kind of just transitioned into that. You know, don't go through life with the fear of screwing up, because you're going to. Everyone's going to screw up a million times over. It's just going to happen. But don't allow yourself to keep making the same mistake over and over again. You know, sometimes it's hard to kind of look back and try to figure out why those mistakes are happening. But you have to reevaluate your life sometimes. You have to kind of buckle down And if you want change, you really have to go out and work for it. It's not something that just happens overnight. So go screw up. Go 100 miles an hour and screw up. Sit back, take notes, learn from it, and make a change, guys. That's all. So happy Friday to everyone. Thank you for listening. Don't hate on J-Lo too much. You know, she's American icon. Leave her alone. Wouldn't have a lot of funny music and nicknames if it weren't for her. So let her collect all the giant engagement rings in the world from all the extremely rich people that pursue her. It's funny. It's Hollywood. We don't live that lifestyle, so leave her alone. She doesn't live our lifestyle, so she doesn't understand a lot of things either. So overall, just smile. Have a good Friday, guys. Have a good weekend.